You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. This is episode 4 of the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast, where we will be covering how to plant your branding seeds now. So spring has sprung, and we are now in the process of spring cleaning our cars, our houses, and our lives. But we can also spring clean our brand. Now is the time when those who may have a physical at-home garden get themselves prepared by planting their seeds of fruits and veggies. Now, if you're anything like me, you do not have a physical at-home garden, as much as I would want one. But let me tell you what you do have. A brand garden. Now, a brand garden is pretty much where you cultivate, grow, and nourish your brand. It's the steps and tactics you take that pour into who you are, both online and in person. And what better time to get your brand garden together and begin planting your branding seeds than springtime? Now, before we hop into the specific brand seeds that you should be planting in your brand garden, I wanted to hop into a little bit of why I wanted to work this episode into season one. And honestly, it is because I am finally feeling like I am at a place where I'm reaping the harvest of the seeds, the branding seeds that I planted years ago. I'm now at a place where I feel honestly that everything that I've prayed for is now coming into fruition. I mean, my identity and location of just who I am as a working professional here in Atlanta, Georgia, having built out my own entrepreneurial endeavors in now this podcast, which is actually gaining traction, along with booking and securing multiple four-figure paying brand clients, and even being reached out to about paid speaking engagements. That's right, paid to talk. I love to talk. But nonetheless, even more so, all of those years that I put into earning my bachelor's and my master's degrees are now complete, and they have landed me a great position here in Atlanta as a consultant. But people see all of these accolades and success and everything that is going on, not only in my life, but even in yours, because you can apply this to yourself as well. They see your successes, and they often think that those successes came without any hard work. They sometimes think that they came very quickly. But really, what I want to drive home here is that everything that is happening, not only in my life, but also in yours, is the result of you planting seeds years ago. And now is the time when you harvest them. See, people don't see the planting of the seeds, the way that you're constantly working in the sun, those hot hours within your brand garden. They don't see the effort that you put into going into the warehouse, into buying the tools, into investing the time into your garden. They just see the flowers. They see the fruits. They see the veggies. What they see is the end result. But it is not up to you to try to convince them of the work that you've put in to get where you are. You understand that it's there. You understand the time that you have put in to doing everything and gaining and attaining and earning everything that you have now. So, I just want to tell you a quick story about when I first launched my website 2 years ago. So my website is www.preciouscprice.com. I launched it 2 years ago in July of 2017. And if you were following me or connected with me back then, you know that this is a time when I was pushing out my hashtag 1 minute push initiative. It was pretty much a social media initiative that through articles, videos, and content and posts, I would push people to want more, be more, and place their life on the fast track to personal and professional growth and success. But To give you a little bit of background of how I started, the idea came to me literally while I was sitting in class. So I was sitting in a class and I was just thinking of how can I make more impact? The current impact that I'm making is growing, it's scaling. People are asking questions. People are asking for more advice, asking for more motivational stories. So how can I really bring this all together? And my answer to that was a website. Now, I started my summer internship back then and I was interning in Chicago. And during this internship, it was a consulting internship. And with that, I would go to a hotel every week throughout the week to work at my client. Now, when I started this initiative, I initially just went out and built my website. Now, I built my website and now it was time to begin creating that content and putting my videos and my story out there. But I want to you all to picture how this looked. So throughout the week, around 8 to 5, 9 to 5, I'd be working my full-time internship. And then after that, I would go back to my hotel room, move the couch around, move the bed around, move the desk around. No light, no ring light whatsoever, just sitting in front of the sunlight, waiting, trying to beat the sunset. And I would post up my iPhone 6 and record all of my videos and my content simply through that iPhone. I had no experience with iMovie, any video editors whatsoever, and I did not even have any website experience. But you know what? I got started. And that was the beginning of me planting my very, very serious entrepreneurial brand seeds. Because it is now those videos and that content that people see and when I'm reached out to regarding paid speaking engagements, regarding people wanting to become a client of mine, it's because they see those videos. And although they weren't perfect, the content drove home. They got the content and I put my heart into it. And it's because I planted those seeds that I am now reaping this harvest now. And I tell you all that story simply to say, even when you don't feel prepared, even when you feel like you don't necessarily have the resources, it is then up to you to create the resources and begin planting those seeds so that whatever the harvest is later on, you can reap it. Because you cannot reap any harvest if you get nothing done, if you don't put your ideas and your story out there. So, let's get into exactly how you can begin to plant these brand seeds. Now, these brand seeds are seeds you should be planting right now in order to reap your harvest once the work is done and you've nurtured and watered your garden. Now, I'll cover these in one of my most popular frameworks that I use with a number of my clients. And the first aspect of this framework is exposure. So you want to ensure that your online messaging is clear, concise, and cohesive with what your goals are. You want to ensure that you know what you want to do and that you're putting that insight and that messaging out there very clearly for your audience. So the first tip or the first seed that you can plant here is actually just Googling yourself. Google yourself and make it a habit to do so every few weeks, but ensure that you are on the platforms and in the rooms that brings into the physical aspect that add value to who you are and who you want to be, as well as your brand garden. This is aspect number one. Now, number two, engagement. You have to be interacting with your audience and putting out content. Now, when I say audience, I tend to get a little bit of pushback from those who say, hey, I don't have a business. I don't have any clients. I don't put out a ton of videos. Who is my audience? Your audience are those individuals who simply engage with your content. If you are putting out a clear, concise, and cohesive message of who you want to be that aligns with your goals, then you should have a clear, concise, and cohesive audience. And that's the audience that can benefit the most from the content that you put out. Whether it's your engagement with articles, or posts, or statuses, or even writing your own blogs. These are the people who are engaging the most with your content and who can actually learn and have key takeaways from this information. So, one social media tip that I have just specifically for this in that engagement is you now have the option to follow hashtags on social media, definitely LinkedIn, Twitter, of course, and Instagram, rather than following specific people. And by following these hashtags rather than specific people, you can see a cohesive or an entire list of all of the content related to that specific hashtag rather than a specific person who's putting out specific content related to that hashtag. So one hashtag that I specifically follow that brings me so much insight into my particular field is hashtag brand strategy. Now, you can find whatever hashtag works for you, but by following these hashtags, it makes it a lot easier for you to engage with the content that suits your interests, your expertise, and your industry. So that's just one thing that you can do there. And the third leg of this framework, the third and final leg, is alignment. You always want to revisit the tactics and analytics that you have, whether on your social media or personally, to ensure that it aligns with who you are and the messaging that you're putting out there. So, this is thinking about who is your intended audience and who actually engages with your content. So, with this alignment piece, you have to understand that if you do not currently pay attention to your analytics, you definitely should start, because this is what tells you how to proceed with interacting with your audience and pushing out content in general. So, by planting these brand seeds, you're ready to reap the harvest you've prepared. And the perfect quote that I read just earlier this week that really sums all of these points up goes like this: the tree doesn't grow the same day the seeds are planted. You have to be patient with your brand seeds. Whether you're going to reap the harvest later this year, next week, or even 2 or 3 years from now, understand that you have to continue to plant. You have to continue to water the garden. You have to continue to nurture the small plants until they turn into the big trees. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C Price. That's at PreciousCPrice. I can't wait to chat with you guys.